Well, tonight at King's Cross, Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn will join other political and show business personalities, plus multi-faith leaders at a Refugees Welcome Here rally. Joining us now to discuss that, Zoe Gardner from the Asylum Aid, and also with us, Raheem Kassam, editor-in-chief of Breitbart London and a former advisor to UKIP leader Nigel Farage. Afternoon to you both. Raheem Kassam, when you look at the pictures that we've just seen, the hopeless plight of these people, why should they not come to the UK, to Europe, and escape what they leave behind them in their countries?
Where do you start with something like that? You only have to really look at what the Afghan Prime Minister said just this last week, which is that he doesn't want hundreds of thousands of people leaving his country because there'll be no country left. There'll be no young men to do the jobs that need doing, no people to take up the mantle of building the country that has been devastated for the last 10, 15, 20 years. Well, we know in Afghanistan certainly longer than that, many years. There's lots of different reasons, and you can see specifically with the Cyprus issue that you raised there in your package, that different countries are still trying to hold on to their own migration policies, different places. So Cyprus, for instance, has a far stricter immigration policy than somewhere like Greece, perhaps. And that's why some of the migrants aren't too happy about not being allowed to be going to Greece. These countries are now suffering as well. Greece, as we know, has been an economic basket case for some time. There are countries on the way up to Germany, we know, that have been suffering for decades now because of post-communist rule, the corruption that's endemic still in their societies. And now what you're asking them to do is, you know, quickly cobble together a response to 1.5 million people that want to traverse their way across Europe and mostly into Germany and a lot into Sweden. Well, you know what? People only need to go to Malmö in Sweden. People only need to go to Frankfurt to see what a devastating effect this is having on local communities.
That's a very sweeping statement. I know several people who live in Malmö who don't see it like that at all. I'm going to come back to that in a minute because I want Zoe to have a say in this. We'll come to the humanitarian side of it, Zoe, but immigration policy, the way it has been dealt with, the brain drain that Raheem there is talking about, they are all serious aspects to this tragedy.
Yes, of course, the brain drain is a serious element. And I think that it's quite unrealistic, though, to say to somebody who's fled, for example, a threat from the Taliban in Afghanistan, oh, well, you should have stayed, because who's going to do the jobs in your country? I think that moving towards a more mobile world, where people who are at risk can move freely and start contributing in other countries and then return again, which almost all refugees have a sincerely held desire to return home and to get back to their families and to their countries and what's familiar to them once the situation is safe. But what we're talking about here are people who are persecuted, often on an individual basis. They need the protection that this country is able to offer. So it's not really good enough to say that they should stay there and just do a job, because many of them will be locked up, will be tortured, will be killed if they try to stay.
I mean, Asylum Aid obviously would like to see more help, Zoe, for the people that have fled these countries. But do you acknowledge that actually there has been huge failures along the way, which has meant that these people have not been dealt with appropriately, properly, quickly enough?
Huge failures. And this has been going on for a long time. We in the UK and also across Europe and in partnership with Europe have been pursuing a policy of trying to push these people away, trying to securitize our borders, trying to prevent people from being able to access our safe countries for decades now. And we have seen from the events over the summer, this has been a manifest failure. People who are desperate, who have nothing left to lose, will continue to try to come and they will continue to die. And it's not realistic to say that we're going to build up a fortress around ourselves and that it won't be our problem anymore. These people need our help. And across Europe, if we had responded to this adequately, we would have seen a challenge. Nobody's saying it's not a challenge. We have huge amounts of displacement from Syria. We have unprecedented numbers coming to the continent at the moment. But that challenge is not so great that we couldn't have addressed it. What we have done through mismanagement is turned it into a crisis.
So, Raheem, where is the humanity in this? There, but for the grace of God, go I. I mean, many of these people, the only fault that they made in life was being born in Syria.
Yeah, I mean, I actually agree with Zoe that this isn't a new phenomenon. This has been going on for years now, and policymakers have known that if they didn't do something serious to assist in these war-torn countries and in the countries these people are coming from, that there would be a major, major influx of people coming into Europe. And it's an influx that Europe can't actually quite handle. You see it when you look at the statements made by mayors across Germany. You see it in statements made by the security services across Europe. And that's not to say now that, you know, our policymakers have failed to do something about it for very many years, that we just throw the doors open. I know that some people aren't a fan of national borders in general, such as George Soros, the Hungarian-American billionaire, whose Open Society Foundation is, in fact, a donor to Asylum Aid, who said that national borders are the obstacle and that we shouldn't have national borders in Europe. Well, that just doesn't work. You know, people, if you look at public opinion in this country, they want strong border control. Same across the entirety of Europe. We can't just ignore what people in this country want for the future of this country because we're seeking some level of guilt alleviation for what our policymakers have failed to do. There are solutions to this crisis. The solutions lie in making those countries stable again. But as long as our policymakers, our parliamentarians, our leaders are too pusillanimous and too cowardly to actually address that, they created these problems. They created these problems in Libya, in Syria, in Afghanistan. Now they can't hold their hands up to it and say, you know what, our bad.
All right. Public opinion then, Zoe, what Raheem says, what actually research suggests is that the majority of people here don't think that the UK, that Britain should welcome more refugees, that we are doing enough.
Well, I think that there's sort of two angles that seem to be argued here at the same time. I think on the one hand, people have seen these shocking images. They've heard these big numbers being thrown around, and we've had a huge amount of coverage of the refugee crisis. And it has made people worried that, you know, we can't help everyone, and what are we supposed to do? And that's a reasonable thing to be afraid of. But the truth is that, as I say, the numbers are not so great. Last year, asylum seekers and refugees coming into this country made up just 5% of net immigration. Right? So it's a completely disproportionate amount of coverage that they get. I think that within this country there is actually a very strong desire to help the people who are most in need, and that's why we need a fair and efficient, well-functioning asylum system that can make those decisions on who has an appropriate claim, who's in need of protection. And make those decisions quickly and get people through the system so they can start contributing. And
all right, Zoe, sorry to interrupt you there. We've got a live picture to go to, but thank you to both Zoe Gardner and Raheem Kassam. That rally tonight saying we should welcome refugees. For now, thank you both for debating the issue with us.